You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Feels good to be back home.
Yay!
I've been gone 9 or 10 days. And I pulled into the driveway. I said, phew, I'm back. Missed so much, of course. Kansas City Chiefs pulled out that victory, Super Bowl. I was on a cruise ship when the Super Bowl happened, and in everybody's face, I told y'all we was gonna do it. You lost faith and Patrick Mahomes and the squad did it again. Went to Cozumel and Grand Cayman. There was a lot of sickness on the boat, Brian.
Oh, no. Did anybody visit China?
I don't think it was coronavirus, but the flu was rampant. At least 30 or 40 of the 400 people that went on this cruise with me went back home and were diagnosed with flu. And the boat was like, no, it ain't no outbreak.
I couldn't imagine having the flu on the boat. That must be miserable.
Shoot. My partner was putting one of those masks on.
Yeah, I would too.
Shoot. I got off the boat unscathed.
Damn! Good.
I feel fine.
We don't need none of that, all right?
I tried to go zip lining in Mexico.
What happened?
See, the way my heart is set up. No, what happened was I got up there. They strapped me up. I was ready. They put me on the thing. And then, like, at the top, there's two straps that you have to hold.
Right.
But you see, I got these nails on, so I couldn't.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't grip it.
Right. So I was like, he was like, but you don't need to grip it. He said, you'll be all right. Even if, I said, well, what happens if my hands let go? He said, nothing. You'll be fine. I just didn't feel comfortable. So I said, please unhook me. For next time, I'm going to have to take my nails off so I could grip the straps.
If it don't feel right, get off.
Then I went paddle boating in a cave. It's beautiful. It's a lot of work.
Got a nice arm workout.
Yeah. Then went to Atlanta, and I saw one of your favorite artists, Babyface.
Atlanta.
And Keith Sweat in concert.
Woo! Love
good show.
Too.
Babyface killed Keith Sweat.
Well, Babyface in good shape.
That boy got hit after hit, and he just went through all of the songs that he had written.
Oh, Lord. Now, that's too much now. Did he do Rock Steady?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
He did Rock Steady.
He did Bobby Brown?
All of the Bobby Brown songs that he wrote. Brian, I didn't know he had so many hits. I know he's one of your favorites. And I thought about you at the show. I said, this is why Brian loves him.
You dang on right. Just the voice of the late 80s, early 90s, man. Babyface got mega hits after mega hits after mega hits under his belt.
Brandy, Whitney Houston.
Man, come on. Hit me with it. Come on.
It was just an exhaustible amount of songs that he wrote, produced.
Yeah.
And they were all like number ones. The Boys to Men, big mega hits. I didn't know he wrote those.
Like End of the Road.
Yes, I didn't know he did End of the Road.
Boomerang soundtrack. Toni Braxton's debut, her second album too. Come on, man. Babyface is the man.
I had a really good time at the show.
Well, we are glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad my voice is back too, boy. Tuesday, I was done. I could barely talk.
Man, well, look, Soul Food Tour continues on. It's Black History Month. We'll tell you how you can get that $5 special.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy. Right now, you're cloudy at 27 in Liberty. Shade was popping.
Legendary screen actor Kirk Douglas was laid to rest Friday after passing away at the age of 103.
Lived a long, great life.
You think you want to be that old, Brian?
I want to live however long God allows me to live.
I don't think I want to be 103.
Well, yeah, sometimes you ain't got no choice in it.
You don't leave fingerprints no more. cream of wheat spicy.
Better live life, all right?
I think.
Stop it.
What? Why don't you like my truth?
It's one thing to be truthful, but it's another thing to be just absolutely just, what's the word? I'm like, brolic with it. Like,
I want to just, I want to leave out on top. I don't want to be riddled with disease and humped over, and I want to still look good, Lord, in the casket.
Black don't crack.
I know, but I don't want to be. Okay, I'll leave it alone.
Thank you.
Sean Kingston was detained on Saturday night after cops suspected he might be carrying illegal guns.
I just want my baby. Sean Kingston, why is he in a prep?
It went down at around 8:15 at Dino's Chicken and Burgers in L.A. Cops got a call that a man was brandishing a gun, and once they arrived, they detained him.
Wowzers.
That's not newsworthy.
Sean Kingston...
Excuse me?
He's in the Wikipedia.
Busta Rhymes.
I know Sean Kingston songs. As soon as I Google it, once right. I hear the title, I'll be able to regurgitate it. That's right. You got it. You know the song. Don't be okay. trying to take away from his Wikipedia.
That was what year? That was when Don Vutch was in style and in big jeans and white tees. Right?
Okay, that happened. What do you act like it didn't happen for?
Oh, Lord.
Russell Wilson says he had to cut his wife Sierra out of her dress that she wore for the Tom Ford Fashion Week show.
Skin tight.
Well, actually, he said that the zipper broke on the way to the event. They had to just go on with it. Hell. And then, hey, cut it out.
I think that was that's his code word for getting freaky.
I thought so, too.
You lying.
Drake was spotted with a model. That's shocking. They were apparently leaving her apartment with an overnight bag.
I got all of them.
They were spotted earlier that day kissing at the Fleur Room.
Damn! You gotta love them night bags, baby. Yes, pack it up.
You got a night bag?
Yeah.
What's in your night bag?
Walmart bag. You know, you gotta have your toothbrush.
A shopping bag? Yeah. You talking about like a plastic bag?
What's wrong with that? What? I ain't too good for that.
You don't even have like a book bag or a backpack or nothing?
I mean, yeah, but you know, I just throw something
your
in the bag.
Your laptop in there. Yeah. In your book bag.
Yeah, you know, you just throw your stuff in the Walmart bag and, you know, keep it moving. You gotta have deodorant. What? How's that disgusting? You gotta have deodorant, you gotta have your wash rag.
Your ladies don't got wash rags at their house?
I like my own wash rag.
If you can't trust her wash rag, you might not want to trust it.
Mm-mm. What?
You may not want to trust it if you can't trust our wash racks.
Yeah.
Oh, FYI. Dot, dot, dot.
I get it, but I just like my own wash rags. All right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because you just told the whole KC metropolitan area that your overnight bag is a plastic bag from Walmart.
Damn! Damn. They bags.
I'm going to need you to get a duffel bag, bro.
Thank you.
I got one.
I'm gonna need you to get a duffel bag.
He is so
tacky. I mean, I
thought
you got an Adidas bag.
Yeah, I got all that. First off, I don't even be spending the night over people's houses like that in the first place.
You said a rag. You didn't say a towel. You said a rag.
What a wash rag? What's wrong with that? What do you wash yourself up with?
A washcloth.
Same thing.
You could have just said a towel. Yeah. But a rag, that's like, here, hurry up, get out my house. I'm going to get you a nice duffel bag, put all your supplies in it, get you some Brute. I'm going to throw that in there.
Brute? I don't wear no Brute. Girl, you better get me some Kenneth Cole reaction or something.
Boy, bye.
I got you.
All right, what's your name?
This is Shayla.
All right.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Have yourself a good day, boo.
Y'all too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Ain't nothing wrong, she want that night cap, so she brought her night bag, night bag. You know I like that, when she bring her night bag.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a
winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Lee Summit School District.
What up?
North KC School District.
What up?
Hey, Independent School District.
What up?
All my Kansas City kids. Hey,
what up?
It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B.
Good morning, 653. Look for cloudy skies today with highs in the mid 40s. Right now, you're mostly cloudy in 27 in KCK.
Of course, it's Black History Month.
Yes.
Coincides with the Soul Food Tour.
Yeah.
Going by Jones Barbecue today, 6706 Core Drive in KCK.
I got to get there.
Mm-hmm. I want to bring them on the show. Bring us some various barbecue treats and delights.
There's no better time than now.
$5 special rib tips inside or drink.
Yes.
Brisket on bun inside or drink.
Yes. Rib tips are delicious.
Shouts out to Chris Jones. He's going to be signing autographs today at the Dick's in Leawood. Do you see yourself standing in that line?
I love you, Chris Jones, but nah, I'm good.
I think, you know, if it wasn't so late, I think I would go stand in that line. It's from 7 to 8:30, and I don't like to really be out. Like, I'm still awake because right. We get up so early, but I like to be in the house with my bonnet on.
Listen, after this Super Bowl victory, it's going to be a long line. And there are, like, rules and stuff. Like, you can't bring anything in to get signed. You got to buy something from the store to get signed.
Frank Clark did his signing on yesterday.
Big game, Frank!
And Tyrann Mathieu will be doing his on tomorrow.
Honey Badger. Love that dude, man.
A lot of complaints been flying around the city about potholes. I'm back in pocket. We got to reach out to Mayor Quentin Lucas. He's talking about possibly appointing a pothole czar. Someone to oversee the process.
You could be a good candidate for that.
I think I'd be a great czar.
No. Y'all need to get on 63rd and Paseo right now and get that pothole filled.
You know, I'm real good with organization and what needs to go next.
Delegating responsibility.
Yeah, you know I'm good at that, Brian.
Too good at it. Okay.
Hot trending topic coming up next hour.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Going to be getting some folks qualified to fly away to Denver. March 7th, Oprah Winfrey's 2020 Vision Tour. On Friday, Oprah Winfrey appeared on Hoda and Jenny and talked about her best friend, Gail King. Says she ain't been doing good.
She is not doing well. May I say she is not? She is not doing well because she has now death threats and has to now travel with security. And she's feeling very much attacked. You know, Bill Cosby is texting from, is tweeting from jail. She's not doing well and feels that she was put in a really terrible position because that interview had already ran.
Mm-hmm. It was over.
And in the context of the interview, everyone seemed fine, including Lisa Leslie. Mm-hmm. And it was only because somebody at the network put up that clip. And I can see how people would obviously be very upset. Mm-hmm. If you thought that Gail was just trying to press to get, an answer from Lisa Leslie. But obviously, all things pass. She will be okay.
Mm. Of course, all of this is in light of the interview that Gail King did, where she asked former WNBA player Lisa Leslie about the past sexual assault allegations that had been lodged against Kobe Bryant. Now, it should also be said that all criminal charges against Bryant were dropped in 2004. Now, the reality is people are still grieving the death of Kobe Bryant, mm-hmm. his daughter, and the seven others that were aboard the helicopter. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's warranted, though, for death threats?
Absolutely not. That never should be the case. And I understand she's a journalist. She has to ask questions. She has to do her job. And can you tell Kobe Bryant's legacy without that incident in Colorado in 2003? Unfortunately, no. It's a part of what made him who he was. But to me, that was a moment of triumph for him. And I just thought that she was pressing on that issue a little bit too much for my taste.
Okay. Snoop Dogg, of course, was one of the first celebrities to come out. He had a very scathing video that he released, and he was told to back off by National Security Advisor, former National Security Advisor, Susan Rice. And then that's when he came back with a clarifying statement.
I'm a nonviolent person. When I said what I said, I spoke for the people who felt like Gail was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant and his family. Now, with that being said, what I look like wants some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that. I didn't want no harm to come to her and didn't threaten her. All I did was say, check it out. You out of pocket for what you're doing, and we watching you. Have a little bit more respect for Vanessa, her babies, and Kobe Bryant's legacy.
That's fair.
You don't think that was a threat, that first video?
It was a little harsh. It was. But he was emotional. I feel like a lot of other people were emotional. But sometimes emotion can get the best of you.
What are your thoughts on this situation with Gayle King, Kobe Bryant, Snoop Dogg?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy in 24 right now on the Plaza. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Joanne the Scammer. Instagram star, 29.
She's on the prep.
Reggaeton artist Don Omar is 42 today. Yara Shahidi, actress and little cousin of Nas, is 20 today. And singer Roberta Flack is 83?
Killing me softly with this song. Killing me softly.
You can do the Bobby Shmurda to this. You can. Happy birthday, everybody born on February 10th.
Valentine's Day is Friday, and it's a leap year. I know one young lady that's not going to be showering her man with gifts.
Who?
Her name is Crystal Smith. She's the wife of Neo.
Damn!
Girlfriend filed divorce from him.
Oh, Lord! She got tired of that brimless snapback that he was wearing. You ain't see that?
Well, he's on record as being a nasty, dirty cheater.
What you done? What'd he do?
He had them babies with that other girl, and they had a reality show, and he liked to pass it out.
He's a bum.
He liked to give it to whoever liked it and want it.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
And I felt so sorry for that little girl on the reality show. He ain't want to marry her.
Well...
he went and married the other chick like 6 months later after he had been with the other lady that he had two kids with and for mad years.
Man, sometimes, you know, you just got to work things out on the fly, you know?
No, yeah. Just leave somebody alone. Like, why string that lady along?
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mingle.
Lori Harvey managed to escape two car thieves in Atlanta last week.
Lord, no.
She was parked at an apartment complex in the A on Wednesday when she got out of her car to grab some things out of the trunk. She looked up and saw a carjacker was taking stuff out of the driver's seat of her Rolls Royce.
Damn. She got a Rolls Royce?
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's Steve Harvey's daughter, but you know.
Yeah. Lori, they say she started tussling with old boy before he pushed her away. She grabbed the keys to the car. As she backed away from the car, another man pulled up in the getaway car, hopped out, and grabbed her red duffel bag.
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
Sound like a movie or something.
It do sound like a movie. Who was Future at, though? Ain't that his woman?
Probably trying to make another baby with another chick.
Oh, come on,
he know it for
come
passing
on,
it out to.
Oh.
He like to give her, hey, I can't get you some sugar.
You need to stop making that motion, all right? Because you don't know what you're doing over there.
Get it.
You got to work on your stroke.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
During an interview with Hoda and Jenny on Friday, Oprah Winfrey revealed that her best friend Gayle King isn't doing so well after receiving numerous death threats after she interviewed Lisa Leslie and asked about Kobe Bryant's 2003 sexual assault case.
She is not doing well. May I say she is not? She is not doing well because she has now death threats and has to now travel with security. And she's feeling very much attacked. You know, Bill Cosby is tweeting from jail, and she's not doing well, and feels that she was put in a really terrible position because that interview had already ran.
Mm-hmm. It was over.
And in the context of the interview, everyone seemed fine, including Lisa Leslie, mm-hmm. and it was only because somebody at the network put up that clip, and I can see how people would obviously be very upset, mm-hmm. if you thought that Gayle was just trying to press to get an answer from Lisa Leslie. But obviously, all things pass. She will be okay. Mm.
Snoop Dogg got in the fray very early. From my understanding, he and Kobe were very good friends. He called Gayle a dog-headed bee. Some folks say that he was calling for violence against her. Since then, he's released another clarifying video.
I'm a nonviolent person. When I said what I said, I spoke for the people who felt like Gayle was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant and his family. Now, with that being said, what I look like wants some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that. I didn't want no harm to come to her and didn't threaten her. All I did was say, check it out. You out of pocket for what you're doing, and we watching you. Have a little bit more respect for Vanessa, her babies, and Kobe Bryant's legacy.
You know, to me, the grieving and the family, that plays a part in us as fans. But as a journalist, I think that she was doing her job. I do. But it just seems like she was just pressing on that issue, Shay. Because she asked it about two or three times. And it seems like Lisa Leslie was just apprehensive to go down that route.
I could understand that because Lisa was friends with him.
Right.
But would she be less than a journalist to ignore that?
That's what I said earlier, man. You can't tell Kobe Bryant's story without that.
That's unfortunate. Especially considering that he was, you know, acquitted of all of the charges.
Right.
What are your thoughts on this?
Snoop was a little bit out of pocket. It did come off hard. But the biggest thing is, why are we doing this to Kobe? Kobe was acquitted. And in this country, we're supposed to give people second chances. So Kobe was acquitted. I don't know why we keep going over that. But the bigger thing is, unlike some of our other celebrities who have been acquitted of crimes or even been convicted, he didn't continue to do that. He is dead. And this is one of the few times you haven't heard of women coming out saying, I was with Kobe in his last hours. He was messing with me. Kobe seemed to have changed his life. And I thought that was what the American dream was. So I don't understand why Gayle and other people are coming out about him being a rapist, because in the eyes of the law, and that's what we're supposed to go by, he was acquitted of that. And a civil trial doesn't have the same burden of proof that a criminal trial does. So in the eyes of the law, Kobe wasn't a rapist. So we can't keep going back over what we think someone did.
All right, what's your name, my brother?
Courtland.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning, Courtland.
Thank you, Shay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of fans still grieving about the loss of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others who were killed in a helicopter crash.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview that had actually aired already with Lisa Leslie, Gayle King asked a question about the past sexual assault allegations that had been lodged against Kobe Bryant. It should also be stated that the charges were dropped in 2004 against Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. Lisa Leslie, of course, was a personal friend of Kobe Bryant, and she kept trying to put it to bed. You know, look, I never felt uncomfortable about him, around him. He just wasn't that type of dude.
Right.
Which I thought actually brought context from someone who's close to him, because that opened up a different side of things for people who may have thought that he was guilty, because there were some who believed that he did that.
Oh, they still think that, you know, that he did it. And, you know, Lisa Leslie deserves some credit for her grace and how she handled that, because she had it. I wouldn't say she had every right to go off the rip, but, you know, if she felt emotional about that, I wouldn't have blamed her if she got, you know, if she got with Gail on that. But she handled it very good.
I'm thinking how I would react if you passed away and someone asked me a question about your past. I don't think I would go off. I think that would be an opportunity for me to bring clarity to the type of person that I know. Mm-hmm. Gail King has been receiving death threats from people upset about what they're calling disrespectful talk about him. But what's so funny to me is, in calling out her disrespect, a lot of people are being disrespectful.
Eye for an eye. Leave everybody blind. You know. And I don't, for the record, I don't agree with that. That's not the right thing to do it. But people are emotional, Shay.
I understand that. But death threats, fam.
Yeah. It's a little too far. Not a little too far. It's too far, period.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think it was very disrespectful. It is the wrong timing to even bring this up. This should have been brought up when Kobe was alive. I feel that Vanessa, the family, her friends, the fans, she has not even had time to bury her husband and her child, let alone grieve. And this topic should not have been brought up at all at this time. And I think it was very disrespectful.
So how do you feel about Gail receiving death threats?
That is all wrong. We all have different feelings and opinions. Nobody should be giving her death threats over this matter.
All right, what's your name?
April.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sleep year. This is when women are supposed to do all the buying and gift-giving for Valentine's Day. Damn! You can also pop the question to a man in a leap year.
Is this a new rule or something? I ain't never heard of this.
It's been around.
Okay.
Would you be amenable to a young lady getting down on that knee, present you with that gold circular band?
I would not enjoy that, and I would immediately get her up off of the floor, but that would never happen to me anyway.
How you know?
I don't know. I don't see anybody doing that to me.
You never know. The young ladies come up to me all the time and ask me various questions about your singlehood. Damn! The type of dude you are. Mm. They be wanting to know.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle. And make love good.
I kind of want to set you up with somebody for the Valentine's. It's Friday.
No need to do that. I got to work on Friday.
That's after.
Jam!
She could be at the club with you. Like, she could hold your bag or whatever while you're doing your thing.
My bag.
Girl bag.
Then y'all could go and have, you know, a little late night dinner. El Pablito on Southwest Boulevard. Stay open till 3. Then after that, you know, maybe just drive around the city listening to music and talking.
What more do you want from me?
That don't sound good to you?
Nah, I'm good. When I'm done with proof, I like to go right home.
Well, I don't know what type of chick she is. Maybe she'll be good with that. I don't know. I ain't nobody's judge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You up here talking about eating this stuff.
Do it.
I'm good on that, though.
I think we should talk to Rich and the promotion staff about seeing if we can get a date Brian B. Shining for Valentine's Day promotion.
You need to
crack him.
The question is, going back to your original statement, would you get on bended knee for somebody?
No.
That was a stern no.
Yeah, I made sure my voice got deep. No.
No.
That's not my style.
I seriously have never heard of that before, though. Like, on a leap year. I've never heard of that.
Over the weekend, you know, my little shorty was talking to me about, like, marriage and stuff. How would I react if... And I was like, I'm not ready for nothing like that right now.
Oh, Lord, when
I'm
you gonna get ready?
I don't know. Huh? I don't know. I'm like the wind. Can you really hold the wind down?
No, you can't, but you're not
really
the wind.
Trap the
you
wind?
Are Shay. You're not the wind.
Nah, fam, I'm the wind.
What you mean? No.
I don't know. Like, I know there's a lot of ladies who their end game is marriage. I don't know. If, I don't.
You do
I like
all
it the way it
cooking.
Is. I like it the way okay. it is. I do everything when I want to do it.
But, like, what do you tell me all the time?
What?
It could be better. You say that all the time.
You need a relationship, though. I don't.
And you don't?
Mm-mm.
Why I
have
need
a relationship,
one, but you don't?
But I don't need marriage.
Why do I need one, though?
Because a man is made better with marriage.
Same thing with a woman. Make an honest woman out of you. Have you heard that
I'm
before,
I'm not dishonest.
Right? What was you doing on the cruise, then?
Minding my business. What was you doing here in Kansas City?
I had the same thing.
Okay, then. Back.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the mid-40s today. Right now, you got cloudy skies at 25 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Last night, the 92nd Annual Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, aired. And the very first time a non-English language film won Best Picture.
Oh, wow. What movie was that?
It's called Parasite.
Never heard of it.
Neither. Most of the Oscars are movies that I've never heard of.
Mm.
You know, like, I like zombie movies and those don't typically show up in the Oscars. Let's see what else happened. Another three films earned two honors each. Joker won in the acting category for Joaquin Phoenix and original score. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won for Brad Pitt in the supporting actor category and production design.
Love that movie.
Renee Zellweger claimed the best actress win for Roadside Attractions' Judy. Pixar's Toy Story 4 nabbed the animated feature prize, and of course the movie Hair Love, an animated short film, received an Oscar. This was a film that's about embracing and loving your natural hair. And they started a Kickstarter to get the money together to make the animated short. I've seen it. I'm gonna show it to you in the break. It's absolutely beautiful. The dad is trying to get the daughter's hair together, and they won.
That's wonderful,
isn't it?
Yes.
Eminem made a surprise performance of Lose Yourself, and it was a little strange. Like, why?
2002, huh?
And no one understood why he did that particular song, but it happened.
Okay,
there's been four spinoffs of the Power franchise release. Of course, last night was the final episode. And,
really?
Mm-hmm.
I saw nobody talking about it.
There's going to be a Power Book 2, which will be about Ghost Life. Power Book 3 will be about Kanan. Power Book 4, called Influence. And Power Book 5, Force, is apparently going to be about Tommy's life story.
And Shay Moore will be watching all of them.
I got to turn my stars back. I mean,
uh-oh.
Isn't that what it is? Stars back on?
Uh-huh.
I had cut it off when they went into the mid-season thing.
Right.
Because, you know, these bills too high. I'm sorry. It's just too high for
this. You got to save a little money. Yeah.
This is why I encourage you to pay the bill, because it's too high for Netflix.
I ain't got nothing to do with your stars.
For Netflix,
friend. Right?
I know. I was really hoping somebody would give me the password for the stars on the go.
I can't help you with that. Fans going to come looking at you. Keep on.
No, they're not. That's a song from Future. Fez did a sweep.
Yes,
they not gonna do a sweep on me.
You never know.
Evelyn Lozada is apparently in talks to return to Basketball Wives LA.
Oh, okay.
More fighting.
She fine. I know she used to be married. Didn't she used to be married to Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson?
For a very short time.
Yeah.
She came on the show because she used to talk to one of the basketball players back in the day. I can't remember his name.
Antoine, God, he used to play with the Celtics. Antoine Walker.
And then
she took all his money, boy. Then, God.
Well, they didn't. They weren't married. So she didn't take no money.
Yeah, okay.
They weren't married. Then she married Carl, whatever his name is.
Crawford.
So she had
He's a baseball player, football, baseball.
Mm-hmm. So now she just need badminton, curling,
soccer,
golf,
Tiger,
competitive fencing.
Hey, this is Tiger.
Tiger don't want.
No, he don't. It's too much melanin.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that.
I didn't want to say that. Listen, we all got a type, all right? And that's just his type, you know. Like Saweetie said, that's her type. That's Tiger's type. I don't appreciate you clowning my night bag earlier either.
You'll be all right.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Yvonne.
All right, Yvonne, let's see what you got.
You see, so
you don't have to fall.
Damn.
It's okay, girl, 'cause I will be alright tonight. You don't have to fall.
Where the vote?
She said you don't have to fall.
Oh, no.
Nah, that ain't it, boo-boo.
You don't have to call or something like that. It's early in the morning.
I can tell. What you been doing?
Girl, I had lost a friend, so I was up drinking last night, so it's a little rusty this morning.
Lord, I'm sorry about that. Good.
No, she didn't act like she was sad about being up doing a thing last night.
Oh, okay. Well, you won. You got the $25 Missouri Lottery scratch-off ticket prize pack, and you got entry into the grand prize drawing to go to Denver for Oprah's 2020 Vision, your Life in Focus tour, and you qualify for a shot to get $1,000 in cold cash on Friday, all right?
Hey, all right now.
What station's live, local, and lit?
Hey, Hot 103 Jam, baby.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jam.
More money, more money, more money.